وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, someone asked about the month of zakah, the month that someone should pay the zakah. What is the month in the year that the person should pay the zakah? Any answer? Yes. طيب. Another answer, the month of zakah, where is it? Is it Ramadan or Shawwal? Shawwal? Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. I ask the question because some Muslims think that the month of Ramadan is the month of zakah, paying the zakah. Yes, yes. Yes, zakatul fitr is the one to pay after Ramadan or at the end of the Ramadan. Tayyib, the month of zakah, zakatul mal, of course, there's two types of zakah. One is zakatul fitr, is the one you pay by breaking the fasting of Ramadan. The cause is too because of fasting Ramadan for purification for the fasting person and feeding for the poor. That zakah is a food should be given no later than the Eid prayer. It should be paid off before the Eid prayer to the poor. And 1 day or 2 days before the Eid prayer can also given to the poor. That is zakatul fitr. So that has a time. But as for zakatul mal, that doesn't have a specific month for everybody. It depends. If the two conditions of paying it is there, then it should be paid off. The first one, as the brother mentioned, if there is nisab, if it reaches the nisab. For instance, the nisab of the goal, as Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala and others said, it's about 85 gram of goal. 85 gram of goal or more. That's if you have a goal. 85 gram of goal or more. And as for the silver, it's 595 gram. 595 gram of silver. If you have it or more, then it reached the nisab. Okay. And the second condition that you have whole year. That you have whole year. If you have now 1,000 gram of gold, you just receive now, there is no zakah on it. It has to be year round. Likewise, the silver. So if these two conditions are there, then the zakah is due. So if someone had for instance, 85 gram of gold last year. Was today 24th? The 24th last year. And he has that gold still. Today the zakah is due. Because it reached the nisab, 85 gram, and he has whole year. So the one who had the same money, the same gold, in 6 months, there is no zakah on it yet. Or his goal is 84 gram or less. There is no zakah on it. So these two conditions has to be there. And that depends when you receive the goal, when you receive the silver. So it may be a month of Ramadan, it may be Sha'ban, it may be Shawwal, it may be any other month of the year. Therefore, all Muslims don't pay the zakah at the same time, because they don't receive the gold or the silver the same time. Likewise, the money. there is a lot of questions. What is the nisab of the money? The senior ulama, Lajna Daima, they say the nisab of the money, the dollar, the whatever the money you use it, is when it reaches the value of the nisab of the silver. When it reaches the value of the nisab of the silver. What was the nisab of the silver? 595 gram of silver. How much it costs? If you look now, how much it costs? You may find it's about 400 something, $480, for instance. You just check, it depends. It changes the same day, the value of the silver. So you check it at the time. If it is like 480 or $500, it's between 400 and 500 now. Who knows that? Who can tell us? 595 gram, Ibrahim, check please. 595 gram of silver, how much it is in dollar? How much is that 1 gram of silver? 1 gram of silver. 1 gram of silver. Just 1 gram of silver. Yes? 81 cents. 1 gram of silver, 81 cents. Not even a dollar. Okay, 81 cents times how much? 595. 595 times 81. How much it is? 480. 581, 82. Okay. So $480, around that, $480. So now, that's the nisab of the one who have money. You have riyal of Saudi, how much is 595 gram of silver? You have dinar of Kuwaiti, you have junayh of Egypt, you have yank of so-and-so, you have pound of Britain, how much it is? So if you have $480, $81, this is the nisab, you have it. And you had a year, okay. Or you even have more than that. You have $500, you have 1,000, 3,000, 5,000. Then zakah is there, a year round. Okay, how much you paid? 2.5. So out of $100, how much? $2.50. Out of 1,000, $25. Or whatever you have, you divide into 40, it becomes the same thing. 1,000, if you divide 1,000 into 40, how much it is? 25, easy way. Okay. So that's how should be the pay, how to pay the zakah. Who to give it? To the poor, to the needy. To the needy, those you are not required to provide them. To the needy, Muslims, that who you are not required to provide them. You cannot give the zakah to your children. You can't. You cannot give the zakah to your parents, your father, your mother, grandfather, grandmother, none of your parents, none of your children. Why? Because if they are poor, it is mandatory on you to provide them. How are you using the zakat then to defend your responsibility, run from your responsibility? Likewise, a husband cannot give zakat to his wife, but the opposite is true. Wife can give her zakat to her husband if he is a poor. That's why when the wife of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anha, Zainab, want to pay the zakah, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, give it to me. She had a question on that. She asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said yes. Kama qala alayhi wa sallam. So because it's not on her to provide him. Therefore, their situation, you can give zakah to your brother. And there is a situation you cannot give zakat to your brother. The ulama, some ulama, they say, when the person would inherit you, if you would have died, he would have inherited you. You cannot give zakat to him. Like someone, he doesn't have father, he doesn't have grandfather, he doesn't have a son. Okay? He cannot give zakat to his brother. Because his brother in this case is inheriting him. If there is father dead, the brother cannot inherit. If there is grandfather, the ulama, they differ. Many of them, they choose the grandfather take the position of the father, so the brothers cannot inherit. That's the opinion of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So, okay, if there is a son, surely brother cannot inherit. But if there is a daughter, he may. If there is, so in this case, he cannot give his zakat to his brother if he is a poor. Why? Because he is required to provide him. Likewise to his sister, he is provided to. But if that is not the case, he has a son, for instance, or he has a father. He can give zakah to his brother because they will not inherit him. If someone has a son and he passed away, all his brothers will get nothing. The son blocked them. Likewise, his father is there. The father blocked them. Okay. So if you don't, you are not required to provide the individual. It's not mandatory on you. And he is a poor, she is poor, you can give zakah to. Okay. So the zakah doesn't have for all the people a specific month or a specific day. It depends when you receive the money, if it reached the nisab, and if you have the entire year. Okay. After having more than the nisab, last question, you have 100 gram of gold. Where are you paying zakah from? From above 85 or all together? All together. Everything you have. You have 123 gram, all of it, 2.5. Not after the nisab. Now we mentioned the money is $480, for instance. You have 1,000, and it, you have a year. You pay the zakah, not after $480, 5 and something, 100 and something, no, all of it. Okay. Last question. Sometimes you have income, you have a salary. Always there is some money in your account, alhamdulillah. And it never, in this year, it was never less than, for instance, $500, for instance, or $480. But you don't know this money. Did you have all of it entire year? Or you don't have entire year? Okay, what should you do in this case? The money you have in the account, you don't know it. You have two ways. You can do one of two ways. You only pay the zakah when you're sure that entire year it come to the money, okay, or to the gold or to the silver, okay, and was not less than the nisab, and you pay each money you have it according to that. That's the origin. But if you are not able, you cannot make distinction between the money you had a year ago and the one you have 8 months, the one you have 3 months, the one you have 1 month, you don't know it. Now you have option to pay the zakah all of it one time. The first time you know there is zakah on, the year finished, it reached the nisab, everything you have in your account, in your pocket, in Asia, in Africa, all of it, all the money you have it. Calculate how much, it's $10,000, pay the zakah, all of it. Okay. Then you don't worry about the money coming, going. At the end of the year, again, you do the same thing. So it's either you pay the zakah when it was due, or you pay ahead of time. But you are not paying twice from the same amount. To simplify more, make easy, more easy. An example, you have now $1,000 on your account. You have $1,000. Okay? 500 of it, you had whole year. And 500 of it, you had only 6 months. How much zakah is on it? 500. There is zakah on the 500, for instance. Because that's the one you have entire year. And it reached the nisab. So you pay now the zakah. You have two options. To pay the zakah of the 500 now. Okay? You pay the zakah of 500 now. How much is this? Divide 25 into 2. Yes? 12 and something. You pay now because that's 500. And after 6 months, you will pay the other 12 something on the other 100, 500. Is that clear? The total should be $25. You divide it. 500 now, 500 after 6 months. Or pay now $25. Don't worry about it. 6 months pass, you don't have to pay anything. You already paid off. At the end of the year, you pay whatever you have it. So, and that's easier for the one who have, that there's money coming and going out. But if there's an amount that doesn't increase, it doesn't decrease, it's somewhere, zakah has to be paid on the same amount on the same time. Any question related to the zakah? Now, I ask it because I know questions come from zakah. Yes? Okay. As for the gold or the silver used by the women for decoration as a cloth, the people of knowledge they differ. Some of them say there is no zakah on it. This is usage. Okay? And some of them say no, there is zakah on it. Sheikh Ibn Baz, Sheikh Al Albani, and others, they say there is zakah on it. The gold, rings, whatever, or silver, the women use. Okay. So based on that, there is zakah on it. At the end of the year, it reached the nisab of the gold, 85 gram or more, the silver, 595 gram or more, she paid the zakah out of it. From the children she has, her kids, the orphan, everyone. Some of Sahaba used to pay the zakah of the orphan, the young. Because zakah is due on the wealth, not on the individual, on the money. There's money there is zakah on it. As long as it's owned by an individual. So based on that, those sisters who have the gold, they use one, they don't use it, doesn't matter. As long as they have it, they pay zakah. They pay zakah, the same thing, 2.5, either as a gold, as a silver, whatever it has, or as a money, the value. She has 100 gram of gold, earring she uses, okay? She had a year, how much 2.5 gram of gold, okay, she keep it. She ask how much is 2.5 gram of gold, how much today? For instance, is $300, she paid the $300. She keep her gold. She does every year there. Is that clear, Abu Abdullah? Naam, someone had, yes, Akhi. You have the door? Yes, if someone, that's the, by the way, subject of inheritance. But anyway, if someone pass away, and he leave behind who? His daughter. And what? And who else? And brothers, yes. The daughter, if he has one daughter, she get half. Okay? She get half. If he has two daughters or more, they get two-thirds. The rest is for the brothers. Look, that's his brothers, not their brother. So someone died, he leave behind his daughter and his brother. His daughter get how much? Half. His son get how much? His brother get how much? The other half, if there's no one else. Someone there, sometimes there's other people involving. So, yes. Barakallah. Naam. Ahsan, Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Hussein. That's very important. Barakallah for reminding. Yes, if someone have, for instance, $1,000, he had, last year, he's received that last Ramadan, the 24th, it's $1,000. There is zakah how much? $25. Okay. That's in account, called check and account, or in his box, in his house, wherever. Nothing increase. Next year, how much he has? He doesn't have 1,000. We already mentioned he paid the zakah. He paid 25. How much he had? $975. Okay. Is there zakah on it? Or there's no zakah since he already paid 25? There is zakah on it. He paid another 25 from it. another 25 from it, another 25 from, until it goes down the nisab. So it's not the understanding of some brothers, as long you pay from this money the zakah one time, you don't know. As long it's more than nisab and you had it entire year, the zakah goes on. Don't say how I'm paying the same amount, same money. Yes, ya akhi, you have $975. You had it entire year. That means you didn't need it. You were not in a state of necessity. There are people out there don't have anything to eat. You keep in the money. You need it, use it. You kept it because you didn't need it. You were not in a state of necessity. Then pay the gift, $25. And subhanAllah, Satan, he enjoys the poverty. Whenever that small amount comes, he reminds you, oh, how much zakah, zakah, zakah. You keep $975, you just pay $25 to your brother, to your needy Muslim. Allahu alam. Last question. Yes, Sheikh Hussain. Yes. Yes. Ahsant. Yes, Jazakallah, Sheikh Hussain. Another reminder. Someone, the 1,000 he has in the account, how much he has supposed to pay? 25. How about if he paid this 25 from his bucket, from his other money? Does he have to pay the 25 from the 1,000? No, it doesn't matter. You keep 1,000. As long as you pay $25, that's all what's required. So you can keep your 1,000, but make sure every year $25 you pay. From the money you have yesterday, which there's no zakah on it, for instance. Now, yes, if it was $1,000, you pay this year $25. Next year you have how much? 975. What should you pay? How much? 2.5. Not $25. Jazakallah khair. Because now, if it's 975. It's not 1,000. There's no 25 on it. Jazakallah khair. There's no 25 on it. It's 2.5, which is less than that. If it reduces 25, $50, it's going to reduce it. 2.5, that's what you're paying it. Not 25 every time. The basic is 2.5. Jazakallah. That's also correction. Now, Ahsante. If you lend money to someone, $10,000, okay, to bring it back to you after 2 years, a year pass, he still keep the $10,000. You, the owner of that $10,000, will you pay zakah or not? The ulama, they say, it depends. If you believe that person will pay your money, because first he is able, you believe he is able. Second, he is honest, he will pay you. You pay the zakah out of it. Even if he keeps 20 years. If you are not sure of that, then you wait it. Until you get the money, you pay the zakah of every year. Wallahu a'lam. Now, everyone, what he belongs, is separate. Yani your wife, she has a goal of 75. It didn't reach the nisab. The daughter has 100, it reached the nisab. So if everyone has his own, that's what you consider. Everyone has, is separate. But if they share all of it, it belongs to the whole family, then you consider one. If it's used by everybody, it's for everybody, it's considered one. It's not for everyone, everyone has his own, then everyone is separate. Just like Prophet ﷺ mentioned about the goats. The sheep, someone has sheep. If the sheep of two people use the same area, the same water, the same grass, the same area in night, they are mixed. It's considered like one. They cannot separate it. But if they differ, then it's different. Is that understand? Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.